Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 2nd. The grains closed higher with December corn up 4¾ cents, closing at 328.5. November beans up 8¾ cents, closing at 952.5. And December wheat up 4.5 cents, closing at 399.25. A strong day here today, despite the Informa numbers. They came out with, a 174.8 corn estimate, giving you a 15.3 billion bushel corn crop. The beans were at 49.5, giving you a 4.1 million metric ton bean crop. We started to break after those numbers were released, but then we came back and scored new highs on the corn. Beans rallied about 6-7 cents in the last half hour or so. So it was kind of a rejection of, you know, more bearish news out here. Second straight day we've closed higher after making the lows the first day of the month. And, you know, can we see a bounce here? The funds are still heavily short. The corn and the wheat, they're short. 174,000 contracts of corn, short 123 wheat. So, you know, once again, I'll try to be hopeful that we can see a short covering rally here before we get into the harvest and give producers another chance to sell some more grain out here. But I thought the market acted well considering, you know, more bearish news. The gold was up 12 bucks, silver up 50 cents an ounce. The bonds were down a full point. Crude oil was up $1.20. That certainly didn't hurt. It almost senses to me with the bonds down after the unemployment number and gold and silver on a big rally here, that maybe they're a little bit concerned about inflation creeping back into this market and maybe setting the stage for some higher interest rates out here, which would be inflationary. I think that could help the grain markets a little bit out here. So hopefully we'll see some more short covering by the funds and the corn and the wheat. They're still long about 93,000 contracts of beans, so hopefully they might want to add to that. Let's see a rally there. But I continue to believe that if we do get a rally over the next 2 or 3 weeks, that you've got to be a willing seller and take advantage of it, because I still believe we have a huge harvest and logistical problem coming this fall. That's about it. I hope everybody has a great holiday weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday morning.